If I seem a little bit distracted, there's an understandable reason for that. Bernie is in the house, and Bernie's mom is here too. Former Superior Court judge and dog breeder Julie Conger. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Yeah, Bernie's very, very happy with my leg right now. But Bernie loves ears. We have discovered that so far. And what was it like to be in the Westminster Dog Show? You've been there before, haven't you?
I had been there before, yes, with three other dogs, and never had this experience. It was very
best in breed.
Yeah, best in breed, and then also he got pulled out. He made the cut in the working group, which was even more just as exciting because there were 30 working dogs, and
wow,
he got pulled out in the top eight. So that may be very. It was exciting.
It's very impressive. And we should say, if you don't know, that Bernie is a Portuguese water dog.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous he is. And what a coat. And I guess we can thank President Obama and his family for bringing the Portuguese water dog to the forefront for many of us.
Yeah.
And once he received one of those pups as a gift from Edward Kennedy, we all learned a lot about the Portuguese water dog.
Well, the thing about Portuguese water dogs is that they don't shed. They literally do not shed.
It's amazing to have that much curly hair and not shed.
They actually come in two coats, but the whole variety between the wavy and the curly. Bernie's a very soft curly. His dad
is very
was a
soft.
Curly. His mom is a brown wavy.
A brown wavy. His curly mom, meets wavy.
Yeah, well, his mom, who is also my dog, Peaches, she is currently in law school.
She's in law school.
She's in law school, and she is basically the mascot of Notre Dame Law School.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah,
and we all wondered, what does a retired Superior Court justice do? Well, you breed dogs, right?
That's correct. That's correct. I actually started before I retired.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I started in, I bought my first Porty in 2002.
Porty.
And Porty, that's what we call them, Porties.
Of course you would.
But interestingly enough, there's also something called a party-colored Porty.
A party Porty?
Party Porty.
Okay.
Right. And I actually have one, a daughter of one of my dogs is at home with me now. They're white with black ears or black little black dots on them.
Very, and, very nice.
Yeah.
And how do you travel with a dog like this for a
in a car? Know,
oh, you drive. You drove.
Oh, no, no,
to,
no, no,
no,
no, no,
no.
I fly them, and United Airlines does a very good job with PetSafe, but it's very elaborate, and it took me about 4 or 5 days to just prepare and make sure everything was right. That his crate. I actually did a dry run down to United Cargo just to make sure that they would accept the crate.
That Bernie would be well taken care
exactly.
of. What's Bernie's registered name?
His full name is, now he's a grand champion. I didn't realize it until yesterday that he had made it to grand champion because he has not shown that much. He really, since he became a champion, he's only shown in about 7 shows, which is difficult to be a grand champion with that. But so he is grand champion, best in specialty show. These are all initials.
Yeah.
And then it's Shandoe, Feel the Burn, DeRamus.
Feel the Burn, DeRamus.
Yeah, he was
DeRamus.
He was named after Bernie Sanders.
I had a feeling.
Yes, absolutely. At the time he was born.
He's got a lot more hair than the other Bernie.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And very soft hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And it doesn't blow in the wind.
Bernie's climbing on my lap right now.
Yeah, Bernie is giving, he wants your ear to kiss.
Okay,
there
he is. Go ahead. I'm easy. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Cheap
and
date.
Yeah,
you're
yeah, he does that. We had to sit in the Newark airport for about 6 or 7 hours, and it was like traveling with a rock star. He was just, people were crowding around him, wanting pictures with him. The kids all, can we touch him? And I said, sure.
Oh, he's very friendly.
Yeah, very
and this
loving.
Is the kind of dog that you don't want with you if you want the attention on you, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
For sure. Actually,
well, he is gorgeous. What do you get for dinner after winning Best in Breed?
Actually, he actually scarfed down everything. He was so hungry. And I had gone to a deli. I was in New York City. And let me tell you something. New York City doesn't have any grass at all. I grew up in New York.
Yeah.
And the hotel I was in had an entire basement filled with sawdust, which they closed the day after the show.
I'll bet they did.
So I went to a deli and I got some turkey and some sliced turkey primarily and mixed it in with this kibble.
Okay, that's a pretty good treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bernie is a doll, and are there more shows in store for Bernie?
Yeah, I'm hoping to show him. He'll probably be in Vallejo. Yeah, he'll be in Vallejo March 20th through 23rd, I think. And I'm just going to look around for the seeing shows. I mean, right now, what he did...
Right now, he's on a world tour.
Well, what he did in the last 3 weeks has put him as number one in the country, which is kind of surprising. The whole thing started
only 3 weeks ago. He doesn't act like it. He's just laying on the ground, happy as could be.
He did, and I'll show him this year. But he's most happy playing with his girlfriends and going to dog parks.
Well, who isn't? Yeah,
he's up in the Route 12 dog park all the time, and he just loves running.
Oh, that's where
and
I take my pup. So yeah. I can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, you will.
Well, Judge Conger, it's a pleasure to have you here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
What a spectacular temperament Bernie has.
I breathe
really
for this
amazing.
Temperament.
Yeah.
It's just and health.
Yeah.
And that's the wonderful thing about him is he has wonderful health statistics. All the metrics are exactly
that's outside. Good, Bernie, because we want you to come back every month for the next 25 years. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. And you, Bernie. You're a doll. And yes, we'll put pictures on Facebook for you and KSRO.com. It's 8:56 at KSRO. And let's check traffic one more time. Mel Baker in for Tom this morning.
Traffic moving freely again on Highway 12 east and westbound around Merced Avenue after an earlier accident. No problems on 101 north and southbound, farther south and farther north. And remember, 37 eastbound between 101 and Atherton, only one lane open until at least tomorrow because of this levee flooding. The westbound direction is completely shut down. I'm Mel Baker. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Mel.
Here's Dan Trucius with the KSRO forecast.
Very chilly this week, but mostly clear skies. High 57 today, 55 on the coast, and clear tonight, low 30. A few clouds for tomorrow at 57. Slim chance of showers for Wednesday, but otherwise dry.
Boy, that's the way to begin a holiday Monday, I'll tell you, with a visit from Bernie. Not weekends with Bernie. That's something completely different.